Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So he has not always been this dependable guy. He's had right. dependable seasons. Last year certainly qualifies as one. So who knows? It could just be a health thing in terms of why he's not playing tonight. Now he's listed as questionable, by the way. Right. So he went from questionable to doubtful. Now he's back to questionable. But when I heard that answer a few days ago, I took it as there's an unknown in this alteration, and it doesn't mean he hates it, and it doesn't mean it doesn't going to work. That's at least how I took it.
It doesn't mean anything. And again, we haven't seen a game yet. Opening night is tonight. So it could be absolutely nothing, or it could be something.
All right. How'd you take that line, Tommy? Are you concerned that he hates Mike Brown?
I'm concerned based on what Tiki just said, because the idea that one of your star players possibly internally is having an issue here and he's pouting, I guess, and doesn't want to be on the court because he doesn't like the new system.
Will it make you feel better if I say I respect the hell out of Tiki? I think he's wrong about this. Will that make you feel better?
Yeah, but he put it in the atmosphere now. It is now in the ether. Okay. It is now in the sports talk ether.
I'm speculating why we're getting a jacking around of Carl Anthony Towns' availability.
No, it's fair. It's fair.
That's what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
You're either doubtful or you're questionable. You're playing. What's going on?
It is strange.
How does this change three times in 3 days?
No, the whole thing is very strange. The reason behind it, I don't think, is anything malicious, like he wants out and he's pissed off that there are rumors about him. I don't know why it went from questionable to doubtful to questionable. But I don't think it's end-of-the-world stuff.
Right, it's understandable. Even Josh Hart said that last year. He doesn't know how his role is going to be on the team. You're a new system, new players here, bigger bench. So it's understandable that he would feel that way. What I don't want it to be is that he doesn't want to get out there and he's having an issue with the coach.
I don't think that's it, though, because it's going the other way. He went from doubtful to questionable.
Right, but
he wants to be out there.
He wants to be out there.
But why was he doubtful?
Because the Knicks, here's what we're reading early in this Knicks season. And again, we haven't played a game yet. They are going to go so the other way from Tom Thibodeau.
Yeah.
And one of the things they're going to go the other way about is maintenance and rest.
Yes.
Okay? Mitchell Robinson is being listed for ankle maintenance.
Mitch maintenance.
It's the first game of the season. So I think that the Knicks, and this happens when you make coaching changes, you're changing something to so extreme levels that I think the Knicks are going to be extra conservative when it comes to minutes and when it comes to health. So that answers the doubtful part.
Right.
And I think Cat wants to play tonight. It is the season opener. It's a nationally televised game. We know he's a local guy. He wants to play. I think that's a good thing. He wants to play.
Okay.
Let's go to our buddy Sonny in Malvern. What's up, Sonny?
Hey, guys. And by the way, the Knicks are not favored tonight, by the way, at home.
Right. I know. Well, it's altered.
Well, they were favored, and then with all the potential question marks, they are now the dog.
The last I checked, they were dogs. I got to check now that Cat's up the question.
Yeah, I think I checked 15 minutes ago. There were still dogs. Oh. Anyway, when I talk about the Jets, obviously, I'm a Giant fan, but I want to give outside perspective. But the Giants, really quick, I'm glad they got a receiver. I was hoping it would be Waddle, but I got to look into this guy and see who he is. I'm sure he's a decent receiver. I'm glad they're giving Dart, a chance to win every game and get him a decent receiver.
Yeah, he's 29 years old, Clemson kid, had a good season last year. We'll see, but I don't know how up to speed he can get in a week, but we'll see. It's good to have more depth at that position, if anything.
Yeah, yeah. As far as the Jets, you know, from outside perspective, because obviously I'm a Giant fan, I think the number one mistake was bringing in Glenn. Just because he was an ex-Jet and he got Parcells' blessing, didn't mean he was going to be a good coach. Number two, you know, he was so insecure with his job. This is my opinion. I think he was so insecure about his job and his knowledge that he got rid of one of the most talented quarterbacks in the history of the NFL. Number three, they bring in Justin Fields, like you guys stated, and they got rid of Aaron Rodgers in March. The draft was in April. If they did their homework, and thank God they didn't, and thank God they didn't draft them, but they could have gotten Jackson Dart, guys.
Right. I know.
Just to let you know.
I know. Thank you for letting me know, Sonny. I didn't know that. Thank you for informing. I totally forgot that the Jets were picking before the Giants ever traded up. I forgot that there was a quarterback sitting there. It totally slipped my brain, so I do appreciate the reminder. Now, Tiki, I don't want to say you defended the Jets, but when I brought this up to you the other day, that this is starting to annoy me, especially if Jackson Dart becomes what he appears to be, you said, look, new administration, scouting, it takes time, weren't prepared.
It does.
Okay.
You got to figure out what you want to be.
Okay.
It's a new GM, first-time GM, even though he was in scouting departments for a while. It was a new head coach, first-time head coach, even though he's been around the game his entire life. It takes time to figure out what your plan is, like what you want to be. Now, I know you present in the interview a vision for the future and like where it's going, but it's hard to just get up and execute it right away without experience. If you are Sean Payton going in for your second or third head coaching interview, then clearly you know what you want to do.
Right.
You know how to build what you're trying to get towards. Aaron Glenn didn't know that. Darren Mooji didn't know that. So they had to, I don't know, they made a decision on March 10th, for whatever reason, to give Justin Fields $40 million.
Well, one of our callers has an issue with Tommy Lugauer, Tony in Bayonne, New Jersey. What did Tommy do to piss you off this time?
Well, on Monday, he said that he was okay with the loss. Now, for the better part of two decades, we've been watching uncompetitive football. Halftime scores, they were down by two scores, three scores. Now, all of a sudden, because we got Dart, what, we're supposed to accept these gut-wrenching losses that are worse than they were in the past 20 years? I mean, this is ridiculous. And we love Tommy. Don't get me wrong. We love Tommy.
We love Tommy.
But, I mean, come on. Yeah, I mean, we want to win these games.
Yeah, but Tony, they found their quarterback.
The Dallas game.
Tony, big picture.
Tommy, I don't care. I'm sitting there.
You don't care about the big picture of the franchise? You're going to worry about one game that we're going to forget about in probably a month, let alone a year or two?
Right.
Big picture is they found the quarterback.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
They did, and I agree with that. But it's three games, three gut-wrenching losses where they had wins in the bag, and we just let them go and go by.
Right, but that's was my point
made,
was it's probably
they
more
than made a wild card this year.
Right, but Tony, my whole point was then maybe it's on the head coach, and then they could evaluate that at the end of the season that Dable might not be the guy. But I'm excited about the quarterback.
I think you're both right. Mm-hmm. Like it's Wednesday, right? We've had a couple of days to digest this. Tommy ultimately is right. I am fired up for you, if I take my jealousy aside, that it looks like you found your guy. And there's a really good chance that that loss isn't going to live in Giant history. But in the moment, even on Monday, like that is an all-time horrific feeling loss.
Right.
So I don't disagree with you, Tommy. I guess, and we're all different. It's one of those fandom things. It would take me a few days, maybe even a few weeks, to really spit that taste out of my mouth because that was a brutal loss.
If that's next year where the Giants are 6-2, yes, I would take that loss as, man, I'm thinking we're going to win the division, go to the playoffs. This year, to me, is more about the evaluation and the growth of this team and the quarterback. Yeah, you don't want to lose that way, obviously, and things would be different right now if they were 3-4, but to me, it's big picture this season.
I get that because I'm over it. Like, I was pissed off on Sunday. I'm over that loss.
But that's today.
Our last caller was
mad at him on Monday.
I was probably over it yesterday as well.
That's Tuesday. It's all right.
Yeah, you get over it.
Do you guys feel this way? Because right now they're 2-5, and I understand what the math says. Do I think the Giants are a playoff team? Probably not. But let's say I'm wrong, and they beat the Eagles on Sunday, and they beat the Niners on the Sunday after that, and all of a sudden the Giants are racking off victories, and they go into the Dallas game with a real chance to make the playoffs. They win the game, but they miss the playoffs by a game. Would you not look back?
No, I'd look back differently.
Okay, you'd look at that game instead.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah, Denver's a good team.
Yeah.
And by the way, they've done this multiple times, especially at home. Again, I joked, maybe that's Sean Payton's philosophy, even though when I think about it, the math doesn't make sense because you get six possessions per half when you're down into the, you're in the fourth quarter and you haven't scored a point and you score 33 points. How are there enough possessions? This doesn't make sense.
Also, Lions fans that year with Dan Campbell, when they went on that run and missed out on the final Sunday, even though they had won the final game, do you think they looked back at some of those losses when they started the year clunky, or do you think they looked forward and said, oh my God, we're coming?
I think it did both. I honestly think it's both. That's why, like, I understand our caller's point. I get Tommy's point. Like, you should be fired up that it appears like you found your guy. I think two emotions can occur in the same body.
Mm-hmm.
You can be really excited about the future of a franchise and also really pissed off about a way a loss went.
Right, because they lost because of a field goal kicker, which I'd like to think they will correct or the administration should be gone.
Well, they lost because of a 3rd and 5 call and then a horrible decision by a rookie quarterback.
Okay, but,
and then an extra point.
Yeah.
But
Drew Phillips and the rookie
quarterback on the road in a hostile environment also got a 4th and 19 and
he did. It was amazing.
Go-ahead touchdown.
Right.
Can I also just, because Zach Kohler mentioned something, this is becoming a theme. Everybody needs to stop bringing up regretting the Dallas game, because if they win that Dallas game, are we sure they're going to Jackson Dart and beating the Chargers?
They're not.
So as bad as that loss was and we lived it, we need to stop playing that they could be 5-2 game.
I only talk about the Jackson Dart era now.
Thank you.
That's all I care about.
I agree with you on that. The Dallas games are relevant.
They are 2-2 in the Jackson Dart era. That's what I'm evaluating. Because I'm not thinking about the playoffs. If they get to the point where they're 9-7 at the end of the season, it's like, damn it, just missed the playoffs.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm actually still going to only refer to the Saints game and maybe to the blown Denver Broncos game.
100%.
I can't go back to an era that was useless.
Right, and it also changes what they would have done next. You're 1,000% right. If they win that game, they probably delay the Dart inevitability by a couple of weeks, and who knows what that looks like. More of your calls coming up at 888-808-1019.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom! You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?